Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Has COVID quarantine lockdown life giving you a little bit of anxiety? Are you procrastinating on the things that you know you need to do, like going to the gym, writing that book, or starting that business, or following through on sales? Well, you're going to love this episode. It's a special episode because I'm interviewed by one of my coaching clients, Matthew Benvey, a gym owner in the East Coast of Canada. And we do a special session for his clients who had some real human struggles. And my answers in this rapid fire Q&A are really going to help you out. So let's jump into it. And if you need to, at the end of the show, grab a copy of the Perfect Week Formula at perfectweekformula.com to help you get more done and make more money through the COVID lockdown. All right, let's jump into this fun little interview.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday, cold afternoon. Craig, what's the temperature where you're at right now?
You know, it's actually cold here too. It's probably -5 to -8 in Vancouver, which is incredibly cold for this place.
Yeah, it's, I think we're like -10. We just had our first big snow of the year. Actually, we've had no snow until this week.
Wow.
So pretty good.
I think I did see that on Twitter. There was a pretty good dumping you guys had there. So
it was the Super Bowl night. So,
I see.
Yeah, it was rough. But we're going to get things going to make things happen. You guys see my emails a lot. This is my coach, Craig Valentine. Craig, I think it's probably been 6 or 7 years since I first saw you speak at Fitness Business Summit and got on your email list and all that stuff. And yeah, a few of those people have the book. They all have the digital copy. That's for sure.
That's fantastic.
So I've read the book 3 times. I talk about you a lot, so I don't need to give you a big introduction, but I think a lot of people, what they don't know maybe is that you were in the fitness industry before and then
right
into what you do now. So let's give Craig a big virtual wave and high five, and I'll start asking some of these questions that I've got. So I have some good questions. A lot of people have read both of the books or one of the books. So I'll just start reading them out. So I have anxiety, and I find sometimes for no real reason, small things just feel like way too much to handle, and I end up putting things off, which makes it more stressful later. Small things like laundry, workouts, cleaning. What's the best way to manage my time and power through that feeling to get things done more efficiently?
It's a great question. And so for folks who aren't familiar, I had 2 severe anxiety attacks back a long time ago when I was about 15 years younger. And, you know, it really consumes your thoughts. So for those people that don't have anxiety, it's like similar to depression. It's like, what do you mean you can't do that? I mean, physically we are fine, but a lot of the anxiety does come, you know, for no reason, or maybe there's an unnoticed trigger. And, you know, if this doesn't apply to you, it may apply to your children, especially with all the pressure that they're under these days, or it may apply to your parents or, you know, someone you know who's taking care of both their parents and the younger generation. It's very prevalent. And what I would say is that, you know, first of all, acutely what you can do, and this goes to everybody who's overwhelmed or stressed out, is really focus on the breathing first. And so what we do is I'll give you a couple things you can do. So there's a 4-second inhale, 6 seconds out. Do that for a couple of minutes. You know, that's basically 6 times in a minute. If you do it 20 times, that's 3 minutes. Even after the first minute, you should feel the weight of the world kind of go off your shoulders. If that doesn't work, there's something a little bit more advanced where you do 4 seconds in, you do a 7-second hold and an 8-second exhale. Man, if you do that, if you're lying in bed and you can't fall asleep and you do that for two to three minutes, I was going to try and calculate how many rounds it is, probably like 6 rounds of that, you'll really have a hard time staying awake. So that's where the first thing we want to do is if like, oh my goodness, there's just so much running through our head, breathe. Second thing is journal. So the reason why we're kind of paralyzing ourselves is we have all these thoughts running through our head and they're going a million miles a minute. And when they do that, our anxiety engine is revving, our wheels are spinning, and we kind of get feel like we're stuck in the mud there. So if you journal out your thoughts, talking, whether it's, you know, simply doing voice notes, whether it is talking to somebody who's patient and positive and can understand you, you know, sometimes when you talk to people, it can make it worse because of their response. So you do have to pick and choose who you're speaking to. And then hopefully by then, things have started to calm down for you. And then it's a matter of, you know, one step at a time. And it's very much like, you know, people might come into to the gym, Matt, you know, back in the day when we could go to the gym quite frequently, you know, people will go in not feeling the workout, right? And the next thing you know, it's like, just do the warm-up, just do the warm-up. And the next thing you know, you get through the warm-up and it's like, just do the next exercise, just do the next and the next and the next. And then that does get us through the entire workout and ends up being often some of our greatest workouts. So it's the same with, okay, we've got the laundry to do. Just take it into the laundry room. That's all you have to do. Just move it in the laundry. Okay, we got that. Just put it in the washing machine and start it. That's it. Then just go and you know, go for a walk or something. You know, it's just those steps, and hopefully then those get us going. But I do totally understand what it's like to lose that concentration and focus. But a lot of those tips, hopefully everyone sees how they can apply to themselves, no matter where you are on that continuum of anxiety and stress.
Awesome. Yeah, that's can relate to that. And this is a good one because I know that you and Michelle have a lot of strategies. So what are best tips for staying disciplined with your time and schedule when you're self-employed and working from home?
Great question. So it comes down to, you can almost really focus it on two factors. And well, let's say three. There's three factors. One is knowing what matters. And, you know, in order to know what matters, you know, whether you're self-employed or whether you're working for somebody else at home, is you really do have to have that clarity around what's the most important thing for me to do. If I was to do nothing else, what is the most important? Then what's the next most important? Then what's the next most important? And then before you even think about today's workday, is it should have been started yesterday. It's that planning and preparation. If we wake up in the morning knowing that there's a bunch of stuff we have to do, but we don't have any planning and preparation done around it, it's very easy to bounce between things. It's very easy to procrastinate and do one of the things that is of lesser importance because, well, I can just check that off the list. That's very tempting. I know I've been there. It's also very tempting to go and do something related to the house, right? You know, clean the floors, take out the garbage, whatever it is, things that we wouldn't do otherwise if we were supposed to be doing them. And so we actually, as humans, we have this incredible talent of doing something that we don't want to do because there's something else that we don't want to do even more. And it's really important to know what we need to do, then have some planning and preparation around it the night before. So if it is, you know, working on a report or a presentation or writing anything, writing emails to a list or doing a social media post or writing a script, then here's the thing. It needs to be kind of seated mentally the day before. And I know this as a person who wrote those books, but had a lot of time when he would, you know, I would go to the computer first thing in the morning and I knew that I had to write it, but I would open it up and there's that blank screen staring back at me and I didn't know what to say. However, what I figured out was, if you do a little bit of process planning the day before, which is, okay, first of all, I know what to do. I know what to focus on. Second, I'm going to do a little bit of work now to kind of grease the groove for the morning. So that was like five bullet points. Now, when I wake up and I go to the computer, there's five bullet points and I only need 300 words on each bullet point compared to 1500 words on a blank screen. It's a lot easier. It just makes everything smoother. So do that planning and preparation anytime between 12 o'clock and 7 o'clock the day before. So anytime in the afternoon or early evening, not too close to bedtime, but pretty much anytime after lunch when you have a pretty good idea of what you need to do first thing tomorrow. Then you wake up in the morning and as quickly as possible, that may mean, you know, as little as 15 minutes to, you know, the first thing that you've done, that you work on after you've gotten up, gotten the kids up, gotten them breakfast, gotten them off to school, and maybe done a short workout or maybe done a meditation or whatever it is that for you to mentally be free for the rest of the day. And then that's the first work activity. You know, as Mark Twain said, if If your job is to eat a frog, best thing to do is eat that frog first thing in the morning. If your job is to eat two frogs, the best thing to do is eat that biggest frog first. And, you know, it's not any more simple than that, other than we need that planning and preparation to make sure that that frog is ready to eat.
Awesome. Yeah. And I catch myself all the time. That's one actually of the major things that I learned from you. And I'll throw Mitch under the bus because I see him cleaning the office a lot when he should be doing other things. But I find myself overwhelmed by something and then I go clean my apartment, which I have a cleaner, so I shouldn't be doing that. Right. So.
I don't even know how to turn a broom on. And yet I've tried to clean things before because of its procrastination. And so everybody's susceptible to it. But when you put those things into place, you do a little bit better with it.
Yeah. So I borrowed GSD from Bedros. How do you find the discipline to GSD every day?
I've kind of talked about it in the last answer. It's first of all, having clarity on what matters. And then I guess you go one step before that, which is what really matters to you. So what really matters to you? And if we are comfortable, it's easy to get into a routine and do the procrastination. It's like, oh yeah, I mean, that can wait till tomorrow or whatever it is. It's finding that why, that drive for us that makes us go through the uncomfortable. The analogy is perfect to fitness. And, you know, we've all come into Matthew's doors a different way. You know, some of us have come in after having a child. Some of us have come in after, you know, spending the last 20 years building our business or our career, and our doctor looks us in the eye and says, you got to do something about this. Okay. And the kids are off to college, and now this has become your priority, not so much your business and not so much your family. So we all have different big whys for being here. And that big why is what gets you through the snowstorm, through the windy mornings in spring and autumn, to get into the car and drive to the boot camp and do a difficult workout on a day where it's like, I don't have time and I just don't have the energy today, or I'm just off. But there's a big why that drives you to do that. And once you get through it, you go, I'm glad I did it. And you don't see the results immediately because you don't lose 5 pounds in workout, but you see the results over time. And now we need to use that same system and apply it to whatever it is that we need to get done. Write a book, do the report, file our taxes, right? We get a big why there. And we need to harness that. And when you harness that, then you go on and figure out what matters. And then you simply follow the make time in the morning, do the planning and preparation the night before. And that system is just like, it's like a set of dominoes, right? But it's hard to get, if you ever seen like the little domino that then hits a slightly bigger domino, this is like little videos of this on the internet that look pretty cool, that then hit a bigger domino, that then hit a bigger domino, that then hit a giant domino or board, right? But it all started with this little one down here. And if you don't knock down this one over here, you can't knock down this one. You know, if you just knock down the one right beside it, it would just go and lean against it. And so if you just try and muscle your way through, once every 10 times, it might work, but most of the time it won't. And it all starts with the why over here, which then shows you what matters, which then allows you to plan, which then allows you to execute. And the next thing you know, you are the champion. So that's what it is to GSD on your MIT ASAP. That's like GSD to the third, which is GSD on your MIT most important task ASAP. And everyone knows what that means.
Yeah. And I've switched my workouts to the afternoon now because I know that I'm most productive in the morning, and I was wasting time exercising in the morning, and that's helped a lot for me. And I know we don't have a lot of time, so you tell me when you're ready for your last question, but I have your four quadrants with time management. Like, what do you hate? What should you stop doing? What are your best time management tips?
Best time management tips is say no. Say no more often. And, I see so many women with, you know, they got the kids, they got their parents, they got the house, they have their careers, their own businesses, you know, these dreams that you have. And not having the ability to say no is what holds you back and what leads to a lot of the stress and anxiety. And it's easy for a guy like me, you know, here's this guy. He, you know, I don't have kids. I do have a dog. I am, you know, engaged now, finally, to an amazing woman. But, and obviously I see that there are some responsibilities there, but it's still easy for me to say no to a lot of things because I'm a guy who doesn't want to do a lot of things. But if you're that woman, or you, you know, you're a man in a similar situation or similar mindset where you just hate to say no to people, I tell you what, if you can flip the switch in your head where you're saying no to things that actually hurt you, okay, you got to stop saying yes to the things that hurt you. If you can harness the power of no, in a polite way, of course, to protect the time with what really matters, that is going to be one of the greatest time management tips of all time. It's like, what's your greatest fat loss tip? Don't have chips, cookies, donuts, and junk in your house. That is the greatest fat loss tip of all time. And it works. We all know, you know, like people, maybe there was somebody on Sunday night who's like, oh, you know, I want to watch the second half of the game. I ran out of nachos and there's a snowstorm outside. Well, no more nachos in the house. Maybe add some celery or something. And that was the greatest fat loss tip at that moment in your life. And it's the same with, you know, if our days are chock-a-block full of, you know, if you're trying to do 28 hours of living in 24, you're never going to win that game, right? And as I say in the Perfect Week formula, a lot of people try and put 10 pounds potatoes in a 5-pound bag, and the bag is always going to burst, and that's going to lead to a lot of problems. So you go back to what we've talked about before, the little domino, right? What really matters? What's the most important things in my life? And they're not going to, you know, that list is not going to be long. It's going to be family. It's going to be your health. And it's going to be, you know, decent financial security. It's not going to be fancy car. It's not going to be making sure that I watch every episode of X show on Netflix. It's, you know, whatever it is that you find yourself spending a lot of time on in 40 or 50 years, when you're sitting in your artificially intelligence powered rocking chair, you're not going to look back and go, I wish I had just gotten through all 9 seasons of The Office 4 times, like twice is enough. Okay. So you got to look at what you're spending your time on and start shopping and saying no to things. And when people come and say, hey, can you help me with this? You have to say no, because when you give time to many projects, you steal time from your kids, from your health. You know, you're not able to make it to the boot camp workouts virtually or in person more than once a week because you've said yes to all these other things. Well, now your health suffers, and the consequence, it, you know, doesn't show up for maybe 5 years of saying no to your health today. But that feeling of like, oh, I don't want to say no to somebody is the immediate consequence. So we always say yes. So long story short, Matt, is just learn to say no. So you have to set up, the way that I describe it is you set up a fence around yourself. Set up a fence around yourself that blocks those things from coming in and stealing time from you. You wouldn't let someone come in your house and steal money. You wouldn't let someone come in your house and steal possessions. You wouldn't let someone come into your house and steal your family. But we all let people come into our life and steal our time. And if you can stop that in a polite way, I know it's very difficult for my far East Coast friends. I always say that I'm from the East Coast of Canada, which means, you know, Toronto. I'm an Easterner, and I have that East Toronto attitude of like, no, this is my time. No. But it's more difficult for people on the actual East Coast of Canada to say no, because you guys are a lot more polite and generous. So if you can do that, it'll help you.
Awesome. I think that's actually a great place to finish. I think we answered pretty much every question with all of those together. And anybody who, if your question didn't get answered, just email me, and Craig, I'll email you. That was perfect.
I think we could definitely maybe do this again. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of super women in this group that are here right now. And that, the saying no thing, I think hopefully that helped a lot of people along with everything else. And I also really enjoying the morning routine stuff, the Facebook ads that I'm getting from you. I think I could probably get Linda to hook me up for some of those for people in here, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, because it's everybody's asked me how I get it, because I get up the same time as you at 4 in the morning. Everybody asked me how to do it, and I say you don't have to. You know, you have to find
the
morning routine that works for you and stop wasting time in the morning, right? So
yeah, it's not about the hour you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. it's that simple. And so I have some very successful friends of mine who have children who get up quite a bit later than I do, and they make it work for themselves. And I want to espouse general principles, which then can be customizable to your best life. And if you always ask yourself the question, am I doing the right thing right now for my right life? If you just check in on yourself with that question once in a while, once every day or once every couple hours, even at first, it'll really open your eyes up as to what matters and help you make some shifts.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, I appreciate everybody coming in. Thanks, Craig.
Happy to help.
What I do at the end of my virtual, I say applauses, 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 because that's what they do in the beach bar in Cabo. So we'll get there someday.
Oh, my man. Yes, we definitely will once Justin lets me out of the country.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of the day.
Bye, guys.
Later.
All right, and if you want to go to the next level like Matthew has and get personal coaching from me, he's in my high-level mastermind. He's grown his gym, his online business, his leadership, his network, his income during COVID, which is quite crazy, but he has. And he just had a huge breakthrough at a recent mastermind meeting that's going to help him scale his online virtual coaching from nearly $75,000 a month to much, much more. And I can't wait to help you do the same. No matter what industry you're in, you can all use productivity, sales, lead generation, and leadership lessons that you get in our mastermind. So if you're interested in that, go to craigballantyne.com/apply to work with me, and we'll see if you qualify as a good fit for our program. Until then, my friend, send me a message on Instagram at @RealCraigBallantyne if you have questions for next podcast, or send us an email at support@earlytorise.com if you have questions about the podcast or the coaching program. And we'll talk to you soon.